brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here's the deal. I've got news here where new study shows U.S. government fails to oversee treatment of foster children with mind-altering drugs. Fails to oversee it. They order it. New Freedom Initiative wants half the kids in America on drugs. Over two-thirds of foster children are put on psychotropics. We're going to break this down. It ties in with the radiation from Wi-Fi connections can reduce sperm activity. I mentioned this yesterday, but I want to tie it in with all of this and more. We got Max Kaiser coming on in 30 minutes. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. I'm going to get into this drugging of the kids with Kaiser. So I'm just going to take a bunch of calls and watch how many I take in the next 30 minutes. I'm going to turbocharge your calls. That probably means one or two at least. Now, I'm going to take a bunch of your calls, about 30, 45 seconds a person, because I want to get to the next person. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I want to take your calls on any of the issues we've mentioned or anything you want to bring up. Let's take a bunch of them right now. Angie in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm really glad that you're giving so much exposure to this horrific National Defense Authorization Act. But there's an aspect of it that I don't think people are really thinking about. And you're right when you say that they've already basically had the ability to do this to citizens since the Bush administration, Military Commissions Act and the Patriot Act. I don't think people realize, though, that this is more or less designed, it's targeted towards doing away with state sovereignty because the military is a federal entity. So I think this is geared more towards, you know, the sheriffs that are beginning to rise up and realize that there's so much federal intrusion going on, or even local representatives that won't go along with this kind of thing.
Right. In fact, we do a report on the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007. It talks about the states and governors that are in insurrection and the citizens. No, this is the corporate global takeover, just like in Europe. They're saying the EU megabanks will now run your country. Your government has no sovereignty. You can never leave this. Of course you can leave it. They're just telling you, you're slaves now. Thank God we're here to rob you.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that I really don't know what to do at this point. I'm concerned about, you know, our future. I'm concerned about the future of my children. How do you fight this big of a beast when,
well,
you know,
I just wish, I hear you, I wish the average police, and they've all been put through anti-terror training, could ask themselves, why were you being told all these years, domestic terrorist, you know, anti-New World Order people were going to be attacking you? Did you ever wonder what you're going to be ordered to do that will make people be forced to fight you? I mean, it's so clear they've been indoctrinated by an evil force that's taken over the country. I mean, it's so incredibly transparent what's going on here.
So if this ends up, you know, the worst case scenario, if it goes through and effectively neuters state sovereignty, then, you know, what's the recourse of sheriffs or state representatives that don't want military marching into their state to, you know, round up protesters or what have you? What would the state be able to do then?
Well, it is classical, no way to deny what it is. I mean, it's like a yellow dog comes walking down your street. It's a yellow dog. You walk by a lake and there's a duck quacking, swimming around. It's a duck. You're out in Montana and a wolf runs up. It's a wolf. You see a 57 red Chevy drive by. It's a 57 red Chevy. I mean, this is bona fide, dyed in the wool, corrupt, out of control, criminal government caught committing every crime you can imagine, run by totally corrupt interest. And it's an oligarchy, so it's a whole system, so they all feel safe. It's not like there's a Stalin or a Hitler you can, you know, get out of the way. It's just a whole sickening corrupt system. Thank you, Angie. All right, I'm going to move quick. She was a great caller. I gave her 3 minutes. So that's just, it's hard to get to your calls because these are great calls. But make it quick. Get ready. Start your engines. Gary, Pat, Ronnie, Chris, Bill, others. 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There are a lot of people out there that know that the government and major corporations are corrupt on average and completely out of control. But they don't see themselves as leaders. They don't see themselves as ever challenging. And that's because the Hollywood archetype has been projected into the public consciousness that Conan the Barbarian or Sylvester Stallone or whoever the hero is has to go out and defeat the enemy single-handed. That's not how the world works. You can have a martyr or a banner or an idea that does empower people, and you can have individuals that do focus and do incredible things who then become a larger focus for others. But any real resistance to tyranny and any true great work is done by many people working together. And you don't have to wait for orders from headquarters. In fact, there is no headquarters. It's an idea of freedom. It's a spirit of liberty, the spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. And we're here. And I keep saying we're at the crossroads. We're always at a crossroads. But this is a critical juncture, when we could still slow down their program and then later turn it back. But soon we will go down into even deeper areas, and more people will then wake up. still others will get scared and actually join with evil. A lot of folks see corruption coming, they go and grovel to it. We don't need them. That always happens. We need people who are good and decent and honorable, who have been in denial or been too busy to focus, to really discover history, discover our current circumstances, and take action. Max Kaiser's coming up on the accelerating implosion by design of the euro. I'd like him to join us at least once a week to give us an update. I want to go to your phone calls, though, right now, very quickly. We just had former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson on from New Mexico. Here's another Gary from New Mexico. Gary in New Mexico, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, President Planet subscriber, money bomb donator, disabled veteran. Just to be very quick, our recent family Thanksgiving was over 30 people of all backgrounds, to include ex-military like myself, cops. And what we did was we watched the entire Rise of FEMA Police State 4. And once that we finished that, we watched the Jesse Ventura confront Steve Cohen on HR 645 on YouTube. And then I also provided everybody with a copy of the Rise of FEMA, the bill HR 645, and a pocket constitution. If they had any questions, they certainly could ask me. Everybody sat there shocked. Shocked is to the corruption and the fusion centers that's in every city and or in every state in the United States. The policemen in our family were shocked even more so than anybody.
You know why police get so shocked watching my films and reports? Because they know it's all true because they've got pieces of it, but we're compartmentalized. When we give them a film like that, it's a briefing. They know all the pieces are true, and they get chills because I've talked to them, and they go, whoa, now it makes perfect sense. It didn't make sense before because they're given a systems analysis from the top level. See, we've just re-engineered and reverse-engineered what they're really up to, and so we're basically here. This breaks it all down.
Exactly, and I gave everybody a copy. I gave the policemen in the family extra copies to take to their cronies, you know, here in town or wherever they came from. And it was just amazing to see their facial expressions and the unbelievable. It was just awesome to see. And I just wanted to
What parts of Rise of FEMA particularly will come up? Let me guess. The part where the military admits they're training to confiscate guns in Iowa?
Yes. Yes, that and all the executive orders that issued, what's happening on the House floor that gave, was it S-1867 that gave the military to end posse comitatus, that give the right to the military to come in and arrest U.S. citizens, veterans or not, for no purpose, for no undefinite detention.
But see, your family sounds like they're normal, smart Americans who I would imagine actually saw a lot of stuff and so were real people. And that's why, in a way, it's easy to wake up police and military because they may be brainwashed to a certain extent, but they've actually been in the real world. Who I'm really worried about is just these, and I'm not saying I'm hard and tough myself. I'm pretty soft. But I see these yuppies. They are just helpless. They have no idea. They are so soft. They are so ignorant. And they hear this stuff and they just giggle. They laugh. It's funny, and they have no idea what the rest of the world's like. They have no idea how hard it is to keep liberty, as Thomas Jefferson said. But that is such a great call. God bless you. Great hearing from you, Gary. Wow. That's what makes it all worth it. When I leave so many times and get home at 10 o'clock at night, and my children beg me to be home more, and I've tried to be home more some, I miss them so much. Miss my children so much. But every time I look at them, they're so peaceful and innocent. They deserve that I put out my full energy against these globalists and not mince words with you. Now, again, we've got to stop thinking it's impolite to tell the truth and freak people out. I saw some old family friends the other night. I was picking up some food at a restaurant at about 9 o'clock at night, and I saw some family friends. And, family friends. They were actually family friends of my wife's family, but I've met them at events and things four or five times over the years, but their house for dinner. The guy's pretty famous, actually. He was involved in the whole Mujahideen thing against the against the Soviets and all that. And was it Charlie Wilson's War or whatever it is? But side issue. And I'd see him, you know, like 10 years ago, and they'd be like, oh, that's pretty wild stuff you're talking about. I saw him about 4 years ago, and they were like, yeah, I'm starting to believe what you're saying is right. This time it's like, oh, we're big fans. You're right. It's all true. Oh, my God, you know about this and that. And, you know, talking about the plan to arrest citizens and all this. People are finally waking up. People are finally waking up. People in government are waking up. People ask, how am I still alive? It's because there are a lot of people in government. I mean, look at Bloomberg had an article about why is Ron Paul getting the majority of donations from federal employees? And the headline was, give this man money so he can fire you. They know there's no America in the end if government isn't cut. There's nothing. It's all going to go. It's all going to go bankrupt if it isn't righted. It's like a high rise building with a fire on 10 stories and everything's getting destroyed. And if you turn the sprinkler system on, it's going to flood the whole building. But you're going to lose more stuff if you don't turn the sprinkler system on. It's like, don't turn the sprinklers on. That might damage some of the upholstery. It's going to burn out if you don't turn them on, you see. The globalist plan is to implode societies. Pat in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
You know, I just wanted to say, man, I really, really do not like John McCain at all right now. Because not only did he draft this NDAA behind our backs, you know, he also insulted where I live. I don't know if you heard that. He said that Long Island is regrettably a part of the United States. I don't know if you heard that.
I did hear other people talk about it. What was he saying that in what context?
I'm not exactly sure. I just saw snippets in the local news, but you know, I think he was talking to Chuck Schumer, and he said that Long Island is regrettably a part of the United States, and he did like a little snicker. He's like, heh, heh, heh. You know, and it really, you know, it got everybody around here infuriated.
Yeah, well, regrettably, John McCain is part of the United States.
Yeah, exactly, brother, exactly. But, you know, it's just one point I wanted to make, you know, it's just so insane, like, that there's people in the original colonies of the United States that, you know, are calling for free everything for everybody. You know, this is where the American Revolutionary War was fought, you know.
The British government was doing the exact same thing, the money scams, the checkpoints, all of it. And it wasn't like the colonists wanted war. They came to take their guns. They came to take their property. They were killing colonists. And finally people said, well, if you're going to try to kill me anyways, how about you die? You know, I mean, it gets to that point. It's like the I Shot the Sheriff song. Sheriff John Brown was coming down the road, pulled his gun to shoot me, so I shot him. I mean, there's only so much people can take. Sorry, go ahead.
Exactly. You know, and, you know, like I said, it's just so crazy that there's so many of these yuppies that you were talking about in the state of New York. And I'm not talking about people like Luke Radowski, people like Danny Panzella, you know. Those are the freedom fighters up here in the Northeast that we need. We need more of these people. But what I'm saying is, you know, there's so many people, like there's so many yuppies saying, oh,
well, sir, it's a feedback loop. They're jellyfish yuppies with popped collars thinking they're trendy and rich even when they're not everywhere. And again, all these dramas and shows are designed to make Americans look like scum and then to make our kids with these reality shows think that's how you're supposed to act. You understand? They give us false values. I appreciate your call. Great to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you for your part in our victory almost 2 months ago now on October 4th, 2011, in Pinellas County, Florida, to end the addition of and the county's water quality analysis of the quote-unquote industrial discharge to our water supply.
Yeah, that's right. Your county with 700,000 people, and it pulled the deadly nerve agent fluoride out of the water.
Absolutely. And, of course, it's under the guise of fluoridation, and I was also very honored and I'm gratified to have also been a part of the effort along with so many concerned citizens, including Mayor Change Campa, who spoke so well addressing and emailing the county commission. So to sustain this reprieve and to help other communities still fighting the water fluoridation, I've compiled all I could, all I could find on the seeds that's changed that we sowed at the commission meetings before.
How do folks find that? Do you have a website?
wearechangetampa.org. That's wearechangetampa.org.
Awesome. Get it duplicated.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
When the food collapse happens, if trucks stop delivering food to supermarket shelves tomorrow, what will you do? How well is your family prepared for a food crisis? How long will you survive? Getting a biodome which produces food for you and your family year-round, even in the dead of winter, is easy, cheap, and extremely liberating. Find out how in an all-new webinar at DomeRevolution.com. Biodome expert Casper Postavsky shows you the three actions you must start taking right now to start preparing your family for food shortages and survive the economic collapse. How to quickly and easily build your own geodesic biodome. DomeRevolution.com. You'll find out how to use aquaponics to literally have an automated food supply which grows you food year-round, how to grow extremely nutrient-dense food, and use the secrets of biodynamics to restore completely dead soil. Get prepared. Watch the Biodome webinar. Go to DomeRevolution.com and sign up now.
Jones here, back live. Is it the final days of the Republic or the beginning of a new renaissance? That choice is in your hands. The global cockroaches are not all-powerful. They have an all-encompassing police state government, but it's built on sand. Cisco in Virginia, you are on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me on. First off, I'd like to say to everybody out there, all the patriots listening, you need to speak up. You need to open your mouth. You need to talk to the person standing next to you. You need to open their eyes.
Now, whatever you do, don't climb up on globalist propaganda billboards and spray paint Infowars.com or Down with the New World Order. Do not do things like that.
Oh, the New World Order is already beaten. You've seen to that. Thank you, Alex, for doing that.
Oh, I've done no such thing. Perhaps the tens of millions that are awake will defeat it. But, it's only a matter of time if we take action. History shows that no amount of junk and high-tech garbage is going to do that. The globalists are just basically hugging onto that like a small child with their little toy or something to keep them safe from monsters. But go ahead and make your point. Sorry.
But you've gotten the ball rolling, Alex. See, here's what everybody seems to be missing. Whether you're liberal, Democrat, Republican, whatever the case may be, truth is truth. And you know when you're speaking truth because you get the chills. You understand. You can feel it. It's not something that can be given to you. It's not something that you can be taught.
No, we have a survival instinct. We also have spiritual discernment once we turn towards the truth. And you're right. They make it all liberal conservative, all about this spectacle of fighting. Because if it was one dictator or one group, we'd know who it was. Instead, it's the Democrats will fix it. The Republicans will fix it. And the whole leadership is the exact same group.
And people, listen very carefully. Regardless of whether or not Ron Paul gets the nomination on the Republican ticket, Ron Paul is our candidate, period. If you want him to be president, write his name on the ballot.
But regardless, he's educating literally hundreds of millions right now. He's shifting the debate. It's victory. By him running, win, lose, or draw, it's winning. Taking action, facing up, getting in the arena is winning. Period. Period. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to who's up next here. Let's talk to John in Maryland. John, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
It's good to talk to you, Mr. Jones. Very good to talk to you. I am with this New World Order, and we think you are very troublesome. You're a very troublesome man. It's very, very inconvenient to us. A very inconvenient
situation. Yeah, I figured this was a joke phone call. Hello, General Drago. You have been doing well. Soon the Americans will be under the world government. Yay! Now, what do you want? What are your orders, comrade?
I'm just messing around. Just wanted to say that I enjoy your show and get to hear it at least every day. Just want to talk to you also about, I know you had Dave Mustaine on recently.
Yes.
Have you ever heard, he has an album, Endgame. That's the new one out, right?
No, Endgame is the last one. He's got another one out called 13. And yes, I have heard of Endgame.
Okay. There was actually another band that came out with the same name along those lines. It was Rise Against. And they're a really good band. They had a lot of anti-New World Order messages in there. So it's definitely worth checking out as well. Have them on your show.
You.
All right. Yeah, that was it.
All right, I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Yes, I know about Endgame. Megadeth's last album is named after my film Endgame. We've had Dave want to talk about it. Not tooting my horn, but it shows the success of taking action. It shows how ideas just keep, like ripples in a pond, going out. That's what scares the globalists, because they know nothing can defeat tyranny like truth. And they know if you carry the ball for truth, you're going to have victory. Even in persecution, you have victory. Ronnie in Texas, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Hey, I just wanted to say we can all join the Ron Paul revolution with grassroots activism online. Just type in phone, P-H-O-N-E, .ronpaul2012.com, and there we can all learn how to just phone from home to help bypass those shamefully scheming media hucksters to speak with potential.
Well, that's right. Ron Paul's probably conservatively got 30, 40 million supporters. If you all just made one or two phone calls in his phone bank system, you would reach, 80 million people. So how about you all make 10 calls? Get in the game. Start getting in the trenches. Use your legs. Use your arms. Use your mind. Use your mouth. Take action. We better use our mouths right now and our pens and our keyboards so we don't have to use our fist and lead-spewing devices, the cartridge box. Better use the jury box, the grand jury box, even though it's filled with fraud, the voting box, because we expose the fraud that way. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I'll try to jam in all the other callers that are holding after we talk to Kaiser a while. I want to hear from you. Always interesting, the points you bring up. Thought-provoking. But I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that made this transmission possible today, who I really believe in, and we'll go to Max Kaiser. This holiday season, eFoodsDirect.com is offering some unbelievable deals. They really are. They got a whole bunch of specials. If you have never thought about getting a supply of herbal food, you really should. And if you've ever thought about it, this is the place to get it. Now is the time. This season, give yourself the gift of food security and peace of mind in these unstable times. They've got some free sample deals going. They've got some shipping deals going. Just check out all the specials at E, that's the letter E, foodsdirect.com/Alex is where you find the specials. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or link through on the banners at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com or 800-876-0871, 800-876-0871. Give them a call today, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Also, Diamond Gusset Jeans, GussetClothing.com or 888-GUSSET, which is G-U-S-S-E-T. Every fiber in Diamond Gusset Jeans are made in America. I know that'll upset Homeland Security, which is Traitor Security. criminal security. They are comfortable jeans at a great price. Go to gussetclothing.com to order over the phone. Call 888-GUSSET, G-U-S-S-E-T. Go to gussetclothing.com today. They, again, have a lot of Christmas specials running as well. And finally, purewaterfreedom.com. You can remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride removal system. They've got a bunch of other tabletop under the sink. They've got it all. It's the one-stop shop. All their filters are made in the USA. Visit purewaterfreedom.com. That's one word, purewaterfreedom.com. Or go to purewaterfreedom.com today and take control of your water supply and your water freedom. Or trust the loving government adding all those goodies in there. Now, going to Max Keiser, it is exactly as I said over a decade ago. It is exactly as Max has been breaking down. Mega banks imploding countries by design by putting their people in over every nation, having those ministers that work for Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and others publicly, shining all authority over to the euro, the IMF, quote, saving everyone, the New York Fed taking taxpayer money and giving it to them, which is just another subsidiary of the same private banking cartel. Open bill set to be passed today to secretly arrest citizens, kill you, torture you, disappear forever, dungeon keeper, North Korea on steroids. But it's for the troops, McCain says. I mean, everything's for the troops. When they have them dying of DU poisoning or taking deadly vaccines, for the troops, or when they let Prudential steal their death benefits, it's for the troops. It's all for the troops. Oh, you're for the troops, aren't you? Come on. Throw your baby into an oven for the troops. I mean, it's worship corrupt foreign banks. Let MF Global take your bank account. It's for the troops. Let Corzine make 40-to-1 bets with investors' money and companies he's grabbed. It's for the troops. Let them ship guns into Mexico and drugs back into the country. Our own government. It's for the troops. So Max Keiser joins us to discuss all the insanity that is now taking place. And it's just going to get crazier and crazier. Chinese generals saying there may be nuclear war. Russian ships massing. U.S. ships with nukes on them massing. Chinese drills. As everything collapses. And it's just getting crazier by the minute. Max Keiser, inventor of the virtual trading Hollywood Stock Exchange system, successful broker in his own right, author, TV host, radio host, you name it. Max, always good to have you join us. And since we talked to you early last week, a lot has transpired on MF Global, Europe, all of it. Where is it all going? I mean, I guess they're just testing the perch as a parrot does. And then the globalists are saying, wow, the people are letting us gang rape them. Then all steam ahead, all's well. I mean, is that what's happening here?
Hey, Alex, great to be back on. Well, a few days ago, what happened is a big French bank by the name of Crédit Agricole was about to go bankrupt, and that's what triggered this massive move by the Federal Reserve Bank in New York to stage a global bailout. Now, the last time I was on your show, or a couple of months ago, we knew that a French bank was going to go bankrupt. I speculated that it would be either Société Générale or BP. Crédit Agricole was the third name on the list. It turns out that Crédit Agricole, which is the biggest bank by in terms of number of branches and number of customers, it's the biggest bank throughout France, was on death's doorstep. So the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, because to bail out Goldman Sachs, who has investments in all of these foreign banks, they stepped up and they engaged in what are called foreign currency liquidity swaps. And I can get into that a little bit because that's a massive fraud, if you want me to explain that.
Sure, and then we'll get into what mega U.S. banks you think are going to go belly up soon. Go ahead.
Well, this foreign currency liquidity swaps allows U.S. banks to use bonds on foreign territories and a foreign bank's balance sheets as collateral to leverage them up by 10 or 20 to 1 to bypass all the laws in Europe, to bypass laws of the European Central Bank, et cetera. Because the European Central Bank is very afraid of inflation, you know, because the European Central Bank is really the Bundesbank. It's really the German Central Bank. And ever since the hyperinflation of the Weimar in the 1920s, they've been paranoid about hyperinflation, and they're very sensitive about this inflation idea. So what the New York Fed did was they just bypassed the European Central Bank and said, we're going to leverage up your balance sheets 10 to 1 overnight. as a way to, quote-unquote, increase liquidity, and as a way for our banks in New York, like Goldman Sachs, to claim sovereignty to an even greater extent over your European countries. So this is what they call foreign currency liquidity swaps. It's the latest in the big game to allow a few global bankers to run the show. The next big move here, you're going to hear a lot more about it, will be the introduction of the special drawing rights, or the continuation of the special drawing rights. Now, a special drawing right is a fiat currency like a U.S. dollar or a euro, except it's being printed by the IMF. So the IMF can print money. It's called the special drawing right.
And by the way, the U.S. Postal Service on foreign package deliveries for at least a year is already quantitating it out and listing out the value in SDR. So, and most of these, of course, are digital. So this is a whole new credit line of the IMF and World Bank themselves, holding companies for the Federal Reserve global system. And so now they're going to bail everyone out with fiat made-up garbage, and we'll all worship them for engineering the whole fraud because the bought and paid for larcenous, treasonous scum, not even media, but propaganda bullhorns, Fox, CNN, BBC, will not tell the drooling Prozac heads this.
Yeah, and by the way, I have a nice little picture on my website, maxkaiser.com, of a suicide banker trying to hit Hank Paulson on the street, which if you see the little image on my maxkaiser.com.
Is that right at the top? Because we're going to put it on InfoWars as well later, and we're also going to put it on screen right now. Is that your top story?
Well, it's I guess you could call it. I have a link to my show, Kaiser Report, as number one. Number two is an image that I just put up of a suicide banker trying to hit Hank Paulson in an act of real patriotism. But anyway, getting back to the special drawing right, we'll see them used by international corporations like Caterpillar and other big multinationals who will start to settle up their international deals in this new, fastly becoming very liquid international currency, the special drawing right. And what this allows these guys to do is to take all the toxic debts on their balance sheets and to re-securitize them, to refloat them, to reintroduce them as bonds that have a longer maturity. And as was mentioned at Davos 2 years ago, they said right at Davos that they wanted to introduce a brand new $100 trillion facility, a credit line.
Yeah, they said that a year ago. They said we need $100 trillion so we can buy everything up and run scams and leverage that out. And it looks like they're going ahead with it.
Countries like the U.S. with, let's say, 14 or 15 in debt, and they'll roll that up into a special drawing right, and they'll extend the maturity, and they'll swap that for SDRs. And this has the end effect of basically just debasing all of these fiat currencies even more. And, you know, it gets back to the same story. Currencies being debased. Precious metals are still continuing to go higher. Gold is having another spectacular year, up, what, 25% on the year, this 10th year in a row. I don't know how many people don't seem to get it. This is in a major bull market. It's going to be going up for another 10 years because these people at the top, their only solution is to create more fiat money because they get paid on how much fiat money they create. They don't get paid to create jobs. They don't get paid to increase productivity. They don't get paid to increase GDP. They only get paid in terms of how much of this fiat money they can create. So if they create $100 billion or $100 trillion, that's a 1% fee that's cut up amongst just a handful of bankers. That's a huge payday.
Exactly. Now, let's expand on MF Global. Now, for a week, they've been saying it's more like $3 billion. Most people get nothing. And they've sent out statements where even if people had 100% of their own money in their account and they had played the gold futures market and made a bunch of money, they're taking the money as if it never existed and sending them, Gerald Celente's one, a corrected statement saying, by the way, your gold is here now. You just need to buy it at the current rate, not what your contract said. So they're just acting like nothing happened. And it looks like this is the new system because the head of the CFTC was in, you know, involved in all this. I guess he's profiting from it. And so it does signal, Max, a new level. And so do you agree with the Celente that they're now going to start grabbing other types of accounts and systems?
Well, yeah, absolutely. That's the trend, is that they're just repricing assets, as they've done in the Salenti case, as a way to steal money, and as a way to, you know, I wish America had mullahs, because then an American mullah could declare a fatwa on John Corzine, because if the government's not going to do anything about it, you know, in other countries and other cultures, they have ways to take care of these guys. I only wish that somebody in America would, declare a fatwa on John Corzine, and because we need to get rid of the scourge somehow. The government's not going to get rid of the cancer, and there's no law. But there is no law, Alex. That, you know, this Hank Paulson is saying that technically, when he tipped his Goldman Sachs buddies about the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac bailout a couple of years ago.
Yeah, let me stop you there. That came out yesterday in British papers. And it's not even news here. And the few newspapers that did say, well, it's fine. Congress has said they can insider trade, and so can Paulson. You go to jail for that, but not our dear little scam artist.
Yeah, well, when you have that kind of law break, when you have that going on, and he claims that technically he's not breaking the law. But the fact is that there is no law. I mean, the MF Global points this out. There's no law stopping these guys from taking money out of your account. There's no law stopping Hank Paulson from trading on inside information and bankrupting millions of people. There's no law anymore. There's no rule of law. There are no laws when it comes to Wall Street. There's another great example is on Facebook. You know, they broke the law when they offered the insider of their customers to own stock before they're going to go public in a few months and double the valuation they paid for it just last fall. And the New York Times ran a story saying, well, the Congress is going to pass a new law to cover up for the fact that Goldman Sachs broke the law.
Oh, yeah, states are passing laws and attorney generals are ruling. You thought they'd get in trouble for the mirror system and the robo-signing. They're just passing laws saying it's okay. And I've seen cases where they're now saying yes. Bank of America can take your house, even if your house is totally paid for, and they never owned it. Okay, I mean, these banks are being set up like King George, where if he wants to have sex with your wife, you have to let him. You know, British royalty actually had that. That prima noctu was real. And, I mean, it's literally like, they are God, we are scum.
If that just happened recently, you know, the Dominic Strauss-Kahn case, in France, there's an old law in the books that the aristocrat has the right to have sex with the help. And so Dominic Strauss-Kahn, of course, is a bona fide aristocrat, and he was trying to claim initially that it's in his legal right to have sex with any of any help of any of the people cleaning his toilets that he wants to. It's within his right. There's even a word for it in French, a verb for this, and it's a well-established law. But these are the people, they want to bring back the feudalism. They want to bring back the good old Middle Ages, where kings were kings and everyone else, you know, got to slop pigs all day long. And they never liked the fact that after the Black Plague, a few people were actually able to negotiate for a middle-class income. That's what started the middle class to begin with, because lords were actually going to pay people to work their land because the Black Plague had wiped out half the population. That was the beginning of the middle class. But the aristocrats never liked that. They want to go back now. They were like, you know what? We want to go back to just giving you no money. We want to have you as slaves. You know, the cost of a slave in America, it used to be $40,000 back 150 years ago during the plantation days. Now it's $90. For $90, you can put some poor schlub in jail and get him working as a slave. It costs virtually nothing. Slavery is legal in America.
Max, I mean, how far is it going to go? I mean, Nero started running around dressed as a werewolf, killing people in public. Caligula, you know, after him, started running around wearing his horse and making it the head of the Senate and wallowing in its droppings. I mean, are we just going to get to that point where like mega bankers dance around with crowns, like shooting kids at parks with SWAT teams running behind them, you know, fanning them with palm fronds? I mean, will it get to that point?
I think now the difference is you have computers and drones. So computers, they program to steal money. So 70-80% of all the trading on Wall Street is done by computers, and the programs.
Yeah, what do you call that? Because they talk about how they diversify the risk and culpability to where no one can say who did it. And so it's just all these mixtures of denial, and now they're going to have the drones killing on their own. So no one's drone did it.
That's exactly right. So they have drones are now okay for the U.S., something you predicted 2 years ago. That's now true. And computer trading is 70-80% of the volume on the Wall Street, and it's all programmed algorithmically. And I know because I've designed programs, as you introduced me to the show, I've designed virtual trading programs, how to set up a computer to go in there and, you know, basically steal money. That's the unfortunate use of my technology. I originally designed it to have a fair market, but then in the hands of Cantor Fitzgerald, a Wall Street terrorist firm, if they've used it to bankrupt people, they've used it to steal money. You know, this is an ongoing debate I have with Cantor Fitzgerald. They acquired my technology on false pretenses. They never paid me for the technology. They never paid any of the shareholders. You know, the shareholders spent $40 million developing that technology, and Cantor Fitzgerald has yet to pay any of them a penny. They claim that they lost the paperwork in a 9/11 accident. That's like, oh, the dog lost my homework. Well, it's been 10 years.
No, the dog ate conspiracy theory. These people have never engaged in any corruption. The dog ate the homework.
They owe me personally at least $2 million, Cantor Fitzgerald, but they refuse to pay me because they claim, oh, they got hit on 9/11, you freaking crybaby. Pay up.
Now, come on. Gerald Celente deserves to have his money taken as well.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
TV. We're out of time. I wanted to go into overdrive and take your calls. I did get to a lot of them, but if the folks that are on hold right now call back tomorrow, I'll go to you first. You tell John Harmon that when you call in. We don't screen your calls, but you can volunteer that and go to the head of the line. I would do an extra hour or so here today. I do it a fourth hour sometimes, but I've got History Channel out there to interview me for 5 episodes of a show. And then I've got another film crew coming after that. That is booking right there. Booking me 2 interviews back to back. I like that. That will be particularly grueling. But that's why Aaron Dykes is doing the nightly news tonight. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to Max Kaiser. Max, we sit here and people think we're being satirical. This is not a joke. And they're announced. I mean, again, because the mainline media is complicit and says, aren't we lucky Goldman Sachs is getting rid of all freedom in Europe and transferring national sovereignty directly to the banking system? Thank goodness The Economist is saying it. And they really think they're going to get away with this. But it's not like 10 years ago when nobody knew that the Federal Reserve was private or the ECB had private shareholders behind it. They're not going to get away with this long run, Max, even if they bring in an authoritarian system.
Look, I don't know why people would think that I'm being satirical. I mean, just look at China, for example. Very recently, they caught one of their bankers engaged in a fraud in a Ponzi scheme, and the government executed the banker. Now, that's what I call a deterrent. And they've done it twice now. So, and this is why Chinese banks are trusted. This is why people are moving their money out of American banks into Chinese banks, because the government's willing to execute the guys like Hank Paulson or Tim Geithner. Now, there's nothing satirical about that. That's the cold, hard facts. If John Corzine in China, he would have his head chopped off already. And that's what I like about the Chinese banking system. They have real deterrence.
Well, I know that when they put a bunch of melamine in the formula and a bunch of kids got sick, they executed a bunch of people. But here, the FDA came out and said melamine is now not bad for you.
No, look at the banking situation. They just executed 2 corrupt bankers. Okay, you can do a search on that. I don't have it handy, but you can do a search on it. And that's what they do to corrupt bankers. Now, think about it in America, John Corzine. You got J.P. Morgan's caught in 3 massive frauds in the last 18 months. They paid a little fine. They're caught into 3 massive frauds. They got Judge Rakoff down in the U.S. who's saying that, wait a minute, we have to revisit these cases because we just can't let the business model of fraud be the operating business model of Wall Street. We have to actually go back and look at these cases. But if they go back and look at these cases, as they would in some of these other territories and countries, they find massive fraud at the top. And the deterrent has to be something that will stop people from committing these massive frauds. So Corzine, Jamie Dimon, Lloyd Blank, fine. Those are 3 names right there. That if using Chinese banking standards would have been executed by now, and I applaud that wholeheartedly. That's not a satirical statement.
No, I understand. People think reality's a joke, but as the immortal Jimi Hendrix said, there's some out there that think life is but a joke, but thank God we're not among them. But. And by the way, these are the people piloting the whole global agenda of the New World Order. It is the megabanks. They're the top of the pyramid.
Look, there's a line down the street in Chinatown in New York City every single day. People are rushing to put their money into the Chinese banking system because they know it's a sound banking system. They know that they are not leveraging those banks 100-1. So in the U.S., not content with leveraging their own banks 50-100-1, they've engaged now in these foreign currency liquidity swaps to bring that leveraging to the European banks.
So in 10 seconds, what's going to happen in Europe next? Max Kaiser, final word.
It's the United Europe of Goldman Sachs.
Hold on, overdrive.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.